Welcome to A Beggar Who Found Bread. I'm Brad Alexander, a beggar who hosts this cast. I found the bread of life, Messiah Yeshua, and want to bring it out of the shadows that others may know where to find it, that they may eat of this bread and live. This episode, Shadow of the Day. You can credit Linkin Park with the title of this one. Linkin Park, out of California in the late 90s, they originally called themselves Zero, spelled with an X, and then when singer Chester Bennington joined them, they changed their name to Hybrid Theory. As they started to become more popular, it came to light that there was another band out there named Hybrid Theory. So, they changed their name and called themselves Linkin Park, spelled L-I-N-C-O-L-N, Park. They inevitably changed the spelling to LinkedIn, L-I-N-K-I-N, so they could afford a website. Presumably, the traditional spelling, LinkinPark.com, domain name, already existed, and they would have had to pay for it, so they went with LinkedIn. As they were launching their band, Chester Bennington, lead singer, worked at Burger King. Yeah, no shame in his game. They were turned down 44 times before getting a record deal. 44. Warner Brothers, who ended up signing them, turned them down 3 times before finally inking Linkin Park to a deal. That's just a little encouragement for any struggling artists out there. Persistence pays off. Apparently, if you play their song, Announcement Service Public, backwards, Chester can be heard saying, "Brush your teeth and wash your hands." You see, not all backmasking is evil, people. That's a solid message. Brush your teeth. Wash your hands. All right. It's not about the music. It's about the message, Shadow of the Day. In this week's Torah portion, we're introduced to an impressive individual that doesn't get a whole lot of run. He's not very often discussed, not in depth, but I think that we should be familiar with him. We're going to look at Exodus 31, and this is after Hashem has revealed to Moses the design for the tabernacle and all the furnishings and utensils. Exodus 31, starting at verse 1. Then Adonai spoke to Moses, saying, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in all kinds of craftsmanship, to make ingenious designs, to forge with gold, silver, and bronze, as well as cutting stones for setting, and carving wood, to work in all manner of craftsmanship. Also, look, I myself have appointed with him Oholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. Within the hearts of all who are wise-hearted, I have placed skill, so that they may make everything that I have commanded you." Bezalel, a gifted craftsman, and his sidekick, Oholiab. The two are commissioned with building the Tent of Meeting, the Ark of the Testimony, the Atonement Cover that is to be on it, all the furnishings of the tabernacle, the table and its utensils, the menorah of pure gold with all of its utensils, the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all of its utensils, the basin and its stand, the woven garments, the holy garments for Aaron the Kohen, priest, the garments for his sons to minister as Kohanim, priests, the anointing oil and the incense of sweet spices for the holy place. They are to make them just as how I commanded you. We read that in verses 7 through 11. Adonai giving direction to Moses. So what is up with Bezalel? He built the tabernacle and all that goes with it, which is impressive. But why else should we care about this guy? There is much more than meets the eye with Bezalel. First thing, his name means shadow of God. We see in Exodus 31 that his father's name is Uri, which means my light. His grandfather is Hur of the tribe of Judah. It was Hur, along with Aaron in Exodus 17, who helped steady Moses' arms as the Hebrews fought the Amalekites. When Moses' hands were raised, Israel was successful. But when they were lowered, Amalek began to triumph. Aaron and Hur helped uphold Moses' hands as his arms grew heavy. Hur is Bezalel's grandfather. And as the histories teach and antiquities record, Bezalel's grandmother is Miriam, Moses' sister. Hur was married to Miriam. And she's another one. I'm not sure she gets her fair shake either, by the way. Yes, there's the Song of Miriam, and many people are familiar with that, after Adonai rescues his people through the Red Sea. But then I think the most common thing discussed about her is when she and her brother Aaron grumbled against Moses and she was stricken with leprosy. We should also remember it was Miriam who followed baby Moses down the Nile as he was placed in a basket by their mother, a tiny ark, if you will, covered in pitch on the inside and outside, another picture of Adonai's rescue of his people. So Miriam followed down the river. God then uses Miriam to coordinate with Pharaoh's daughter, who found and claimed Moses as her own. Miriam coordinates with her to have their mother, baby Moses' mother, be his wet nurse. And that's just a side note, but I think it's an important one in history. Give Miriam her fair shake. Anyway, Hur and Miriam are Bezalel's grandparents. We also read of Bezalel from Exodus 31. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in all kinds of craftsmanship to make ingenious designs. So Bezalel is filled with the Spirit of God, the Ruach Elohim. He is filled with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in craftsmanship, creating things from the elements of the earth. He built the Mishkan, the tabernacle, the earthly dwelling place of the presence of Hashem. Building the tabernacle and all that goes within it, that's a huge undertaking, particularly for two guys, Bezalel and Aholiab, whose name means tent of the Father, by the way. But what we see in Exodus 35 is this. We can look at verse 10, which tells us that all the skillful people were to be summoned to help. So they didn't do it on their own, Bezalel and Aholiab. But let's jump down to verse 30 of Exodus 35. Then Moses said to the children of Israel, B'nai Yisrael, see, Adonai has called by name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. He has filled him with the Ruach of God, the Spirit of God, with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in all manner of craftsmanship, to make ingenious designs to work in gold, silver, and bronze, as well as cutting gemstones for setting, wood carving, to make all kinds of skillful craftsmanship. He has also placed in his heart the ability to teach, both he and Aholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. So Bezalel and Aholiab could teach their craft to those who had the appropriate skills. Bezalel gifted in all areas, and he would teach the people who had the individual skill sets what he knew. He would teach it to them. So we see Bezalel is a really important figure in the history of the people of Adonai. And when we also consider Moses was in the shadow of God when he was on Mount Sinai as he received the Torah and then the instruction for the Mishkan, the tabernacle. The order was then given to Bezalel, whose name means the shadow of God, to build it. And it's just, to me, amazing as we see the consistency of Adonai Elohim and how this man Bezalel was able to translate and build what was given in a vision to Moses in the shadow of God. It's just, it's awesome. I love to see the consistency of Adonai and how intricately he has woven things together. So that's a lot on Bezalel. But wait, there's more. Bezalel is a shadow or a picture of Mashiach, Yeshua, the Messiah. Let's consider all these things. Bezalel, again, means the shadow of God. Yeshua, for centuries was in the shadow of God, hidden in the Torah, the prophets, and the writings. He is the concealed light in the Tanakh and revealed at the appropriate time by Adonai Elohim. Bezalel is called by name from the tribe of Judah, as is Yeshua. We read in Matthew 1 and in Luke 3 the genealogies of Yeshua. He is of the line of Judah, and in Revelation, he is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah who prevails. Bezalel's father, Uri, means my light. Bezalel's father is his light. In 1 John 1:5, we see, "Now this is the message we have heard from him and announce to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. God, the Father, is light, even the light of Yeshua." Bezalel is filled with the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God. We read in Luke 4:1, "Yeshua, now filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan. He was led by the Ruach in the wilderness." Both Bezalel and Yeshua were young carpenters. They were builders, creators. Bezalel is filled with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge for building and craftsmanship, as we read in Exodus 31. Now, let's take a look at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. "By wisdom, Adonai founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the deeps were divided and the clouds drip dew." So we see the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of Adonai in creation. What do we know about Yeshua in creation? Well, let's take a look at Hebrews 2. We'll look at verse 2. "In these last days, he has spoken to us through a son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he created the universe." In John chapter 1, verse 3, speaking of Yeshua, we read, "All things were made through him, and apart from him, nothing was made that has come into being." Both Yeshua and Bezalel, they create in wisdom, understanding, and knowledge from Hashem. Bezalel was ordained to build the dwelling place of Hashem on earth. Yeshua, in truth, he is the dwelling place. What was revealed to Moses and built by Bezalel was a shadow of the true tabernacle. Yeshua began building a new tabernacle, as he is the dwelling place of Adonai on earth. Bezalel was gifted to teach others in building the dwelling place of Adonai. Yeshua, the rabbi, taught others to build his kingdom on earth, as we are called by Peter, living stones being built up into a living sanctuary. And Paul declares that we are the dwelling place for the presence of God, the dwelling presence of God within us, as we read in 1 Corinthians 3 and 6, the temple of the dwelling presence of the living God. Hallelujah. Bezalel taught the skills of physically building, and Yeshua taught his disciples, including present-day followers of Messiah, to build his kingdom. They both build the house, the dwelling place of Adonai Elohim, the Lord our God. What does Hebrews 3 reveal of all of this? Speaking of Yeshua, starting at verse 3 in Hebrews chapter 3, "For he has been considered worthy of more glory than Moses, even as the builder of the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant, for a witness of things to be spoken later. But Messiah, as a son, is over God's house, and we are his house, if we hold firm to our boldness and what we are proud to hope." Brothers and sisters, let us hold firm our boldness and our profession of faith. Let us cling to him. The kingdom is at hand. The fulfillment of the dwelling place of Hashem on earth is at hand. How amazing is the Lord our God. He has intricately woven history together with the crimson cord of Yeshua HaMashiach and left shadows and pictures throughout to always point us to Messiah. I hope that this has blessed you. As always, study to show yourselves approved of God. And now we, followers of Messiah, having been taught by the master craftsman and builder of all things, let us use the skills and gifts with which he has blessed us. Even as the skilled people helped build the Mishkan, the tabernacle. And we should notice something, because the different people had different skill sets and different giftings. And that is, just as there are many parts of the body, there are many gifts. Bezalel was gifted in all facets of the work, even as Yeshua is gifted in all facets of the true creation of the true building of the true tabernacle. And we have been gifted, each of us, with specific skills to fulfill our role as part of the body. So let's get building, folks. Let's go out and give them heaven. Shalom.